This is the Recency Bias, your friendly neighborhood morning after mini podcast. This one coming at you on a Tuesday morning, one night after your Montreal Canadiens traveled into Boston, Massachusetts, take on the rival Boston Bruins, and came out of it with 2 points. Now, they may have allowed Boston to get one of their own by the game being extended unnecessarily into overtime, but all that to say, Canadiens win against the Bruins on Monday night. That's a pretty good start to the week, the way I see it. 3-2 winners in overtime, your Montreal Canadiens. The story in this one was Carey Price. The story as of late has been Carey Price. CP, the $10.5 million man. Coinciding with the return of Shea Weber to the lineup on November 27th, Price has a .937 save percentage since that point. That's a high save percentage. That's very good. That's Carey Price Hart Trophy winner level. He's been worth the cash since November 27th. Going on, coming up on nearly a 2 month stretch, 6 weeks at this point. Almost earning that All-Star Game nod that he got, but will not be going to the All-Star Game, of course, as we all know now. But putting on a clinic on Monday night against the Bruins. The Bruins, better than the Canadiens in pretty much every other part of the game. I mean, they absolutely dominated this one. There's no two ways about that. But Habs fans, well, some nights when you win, but you get largely outplayed, doesn't feel so good. You beat the Boston Bruins, you beat the Boston Bruins, and that's all there is to it. The shots, to illustrate my point here, the shots were 43 for Boston, 22 for the Habs throughout the game. And the ice really tipped in the third period. I mean, the shots were still Boston's favor through the first two periods, Canadians being outshot 26-17 through two. So, I mean, that's pretty gross. You know, that's a bit of a disparity between the two. But the third period, Bruins 17 shots to Montreal's 4. So Canadians really holding on in the end. Well, not quite holding on. We'll break down how this one happened. Brad Marchand, or as we lovingly call him in the Montreal Bias universe, Shit Rat. Brad Marchand getting his 17th of the season. The only mistake on the night for Carey Price, really. I do think Carey would have liked to have had the Marchand goal back. Now, it was a perfect shot. Really perfect shot from Marchand. But I think Carey, especially the way he's been playing as of late, and particularly as he was playing in this game, would have liked to have had that one back. Coming 14 minutes into that first period. Puts the Canadiens in a hole. A one that you felt was going to be tough to climb out of. But Brendan Gallagher, because of course, why not? Marchand gets one for them. Gallagher's going to get one for us. He's been so great lately. And by lately, I mean the past 7 years of his career. Brendan Gallagher's 18th of the season. Petrie and Deneau picking up assist on that one. Gone are the days of Brendan Gallagher, where we talk about him as the 20 to 25 goal scorer, aren't they? I mean, he's at 18. We're 46 games into the season. And, obviously he's going to hit that 20 goal mark. Obviously, he's likely going to go make a stretch for the 30 goal mark yet again this season. He has become an elite scorer in the NHL. Not in the top echelon with your Alex Ovechkins and the, well, nobody's with Alex Ovechkin, but you know, the guys who are perennially at the top of the pile every year. He's not quite there, but he's getting himself into the the consistent 30-goal scoring category, which I don't really think anyone ever expected from him. I mean, we all love Gallagher. We love the he scores in the dirty areas, and he plays hard, and he's always got that smile on his face. But I think the expectation was this is going to be great if we can get this grinder out there for 20, 25 goals every year. But, you know, he's become a true force. Let's say 18 goals now that we're played 47 games. Having himself a fantastic season and providing the bulk of the Montreal offense as of late. So he gets things evened up after 20 minutes in the second. Sure, the power play still ineffective. They looked pretty good against the Bruins. I got to say, it's one of the better power plays that the Canadians have put together recently. Again, didn't score, but that's okay because for the second game in a row, the penalty kill went to work. Yes, on the désavantage numérique, Paul Byron. Using that burst of Paul Byron's speed to get past Patrice Bergeron. Bergeron, one of my favorite players to watch play. I wish he wasn't a Bruin. I really like Patrice Bergeron. But even his elite defensive abilities, no chance when Paul Byron's balling past you. And Byron with some great hands beats Tuukka Rask. Canadians up 2-1. A lead that they would cling to, as I say, through that third period as they were outshot 17-4. But it looked like the clinging would be enough until an absolutely devastating and stupid, straight-up stupid penalty by Chaput. I mean, I don't know. You can't do that. You can't have two minutes left on the clock. Canadians, Tuukka Rask yet to be pulled. Boston trying to find an opportunity to get Tuukka out and get that extra attacker on there. Montreal with possession of the puck in their own end. Who was not really under that much pressure. And yet, somehow, he puts it over the glass. Gotta wonder if that'll hurt Chaput's shutdown minutes going forward. Kotkaniemi will get some of that time in there. So what happens? Well, Boston scores. We're all even at two. We're headed to overtime. And it's disappointing because, you know, yeah, in the end, the Canadians win this thing, obviously. But you just don't want to give Boston that point there. You're chasing them. You're right on their tail in the standing. And you kind of handed them a point. Tough one. But at least Canadians redeemed by Jeff Petrie, scoring very quickly at overtime. We didn't have to sit on pins and needles for long in this one. I like who Claude Julien sent out there to start the period. All speed in Max Domi, Jeff Petrie, and Paul Byron. It worked immediately. Petrie with a baseball swing at one knocks it out of midair. Everyone in the world made the observation, hey, Petrie's dad was a baseball player. He was. We've talked about that on this pod recently. And it beats Tuukka and beats the Boston Bruins and the Canadians. Jump a couple points in the standings. A good night overall for their playoff race, which is getting interesting. It's going to be a thick fight to the ends of this thing. Let's see what happened around the rest of the NHL last night and how that'll affect your Montreal Canadiens standings. They now sit at 25-17-5 through their 47 games. That's good for 55 points and gives them ownership of the first wild card spot in the East. Obviously, beating Boston means they gained a point on them. Montreal now 2 points back the Bruins for that third spot in the Atlantic Division. The Bruins do have one game in hand. Habs now 3 points back of the Toronto Maple Leafs, who lost on Monday night. Maple Leafs do have 2 games in hand with their 58 points. Meanwhile, behind the Habs in the standings, New York Islanders played 3 less games than the Canadiens, 1 point back, and Buffalo, who sit 3 points back of the Habs. having played one less game at 52 points. Carolina's still in there. People aren't willing to count them out yet, so I guess I better not either. Having played two less games than the Canadiens, they are 6 points back of the Habs. So, work to be done. How do we get there? That was because Colorado beat Toronto 6-3. That was a help. And Edmonton beat the crap out of Buffalo 7-2. And then obviously the Habs beat Montreal. So everyone, the Canadiens, wanted to lose on Monday night. I did lose. And had Chaput not put the puck over the glass, maybe they're even 1 point closer to Boston. But let's not harp on Chaput. The Canadiens got the win. They went into Boston and they beat them. And Boston's owned them as of late, and pretty much owned them in this game. But Carey Price looks fantastic right now at a time when the rest of the team not looking as good as they did in the early months of the season. That's okay. It's a balancing act. It's perfectly fine, in my opinion, if our $10.5 million man wants to bail us out a few times a year. That's why you pay him all the bucks. A few other scores from the league. 8-5, New Jersey beats Chicago. There was a lot of scoring in the NHL on Monday. Yeah, 8 New Jersey puts up against Chicago's 5. Not a lot of defense in that one. Philadelphia, just like Edmonton, scores a touchdown on Monday. They beat Minnesota 7-4. St. Louis beats Washington 4-1. That's all the action. That's your standings. Habs beat the Bruins. It's always fun to say. They get to go right back at it. Another game on Tuesday night. All the action for the Habs is happening right now. Back-to-backs, home, away, all over the place. Hosting the Florida Panthers at the Bell Center, 7:30 start Tuesday night. We'll come at you after that one on Wednesday morning. And then nothing till we get to the weekend, Friday, 7 o'clock in Columbus. And then the Philadelphia Flyers are at the Bell Center on Saturday night. The only other game in the month of January after that, the Arizona Coyotes. Alex Galchenyuk and the gang will be at the Bell Center next Wednesday for a 7:30 start. Then it's the All-Star Game in the bye week. A little time away from the NHL for us all. But still 3-4 games before that happens. 3 more this week, and it starts tonight. The Florida Panthers at the Bell Center. Until that time, take care.